from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Golden Manor long-term care home in Timmins is getting money from the province designed to keep its residents out of hospital and ER and transfer them from hospital acute care beds. Announcing the money, Timmins MPP George Peary says the manor is getting just over $160,000.
To fund equipment, staff training, and renovation costs for a new dialysis unit in the home, as well as training and equipment for advanced wound care and funding for staff who provide behavioral support and residents with complex care needs.
Across the Northeast, about $2 million is spread over 14 projects. Two separate incidents of motorcycles being stolen from their owners' yards have Timmins police combing through surveillance video and asking anyone who might have some of the thefts to share it. One of the motorbikes in question is a 1987 Honda Magna taken from a yard on Ray Street South. The other is a 2017 Suzuki DR200 from Way Avenue. Any video or helpful information can be shared with TPS or anonymously via Crime Stoppers. Former Governor General David Johnston says it's impossible to hold a public inquiry into Chinese interference in Canadian elections because of the sensitive nature of the subject. Both opposition leaders are crying foul, saying Johnston is too buddy-buddy with Prime Minister Trudeau and is telling him what he wants to hear. Johnston was the special rapporteur appointed to look into the matter. Pierre Poilievre and Jagmeet Singh both pledged to keep pushing for an inquiry and a foreign interference registry. The finishing touches are being put on France's plan to hold one of the biggest opening ceremonies in Olympic history at next year's Paris Games. The plan includes an 11-page document laying out security details. The ceremony is scheduled for next July 26th. With hundreds of thousands of spectators able to watch the open-air gala for free. Well, earlier we heard in our weekly Timmins History feature how the Empire Hotel was built in 1928 and supplanted the Goldfields as the swanky hotel in town. Museum director-curator Karen Bachman says about 38 years later, it took on a very important role.
That was the headquarter hotel, if you want to put it that way, when the Kidd discovery was made. Home to a lot of prospectors and a lot of speculators who came into town to deal with that.
At the height of the Thompson media involvement in town, it was also the favorite watering hole for employees like Ken Thompson and Peter Zosky. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.